learns that the law is, it's toppled to the food. So you've got a bag of crisps, and you open the packet, the shell, the outer casing is considered nothing, it's nullified, it's like a shell of a fruit, it's wrapped around a food, it's got no chashivas whatsoever, and therefore one can open it like that. That is the Shvisa Shabbos. And the Maisa, people did take on that, there's no Shabbat, the people Zichr used to take on that Ishita. The Shvisa Shabbos is a bit chiddush, first of all, and it looks like for the Mishnah Berurah in a few places that it doesn't hold the Shmiras Shabbos. I was looking today, many people quote the Shmiras Shabbos Kol Chosu as being Mekel. I must say, I couldn't find this exactly. I saw in the Shmiras Shabbos, when he brings down the beginning, he brings down two shittas when it comes to this. We'll go through this in a minute, where he says, the Moshlin Peretz, he speaks about the Shmiras Shabbos Kol Chosu, right near the beginning. So there was another shadow which also I wanted to clarify, which is also very important, and that is when a person opens up a keli and washes a bag of crisps. Now when a person eats a bag of crisps, most people, when they eat the crisps, they empty out the contents in one go. It's one mamad, you have one setting of the crisp, you're eating the crisp in one go, and a normal procedure is, I mean, unless it's a very big packet, but a normal six you get in a packet, you know, well, these loose packets you get, but there are klal, the packet is consumed in one go. So that is also a chiddush. The chaznish holds that can still be called a keli because we're about, as you're eating from it, you're using it to hold the contents. The chaznish. Yeah, but it's firm. It holds what you've got in there. That was a chiddush. And even for makapanim, I'm not sure if it helps for makapanim. To wash what do you call it? A toothpick. It's also not. What? That's one. There's two shaylas. I'm going to two shaylas. One shayla is the shayla of a keli. So the Meister, the Chazanish, and others seem to be learning that it could be it's a problem of making a keli, even though you're going to empty out all the contents. It's but as you're eating, you're eating from it, so you're using it. The Tehillah and Dovid holds no, that's not a problem of a keli at all. The Meister, about you're emptying everything out, that's not called a shayla of a keli. But there could be a shayla of a kriya shel tikkun. A person makes a neat opening on the top of a crisp bag. So he's done now the Malach of Korea. He's made a nice Korea. So according to Shlisa Shabbos, there's no problem because he holds that there's no problem of Korea when it comes to food items. It's nullified, so you could make even a nice forward cut. But Lemaisa, many people are machme for this, and therefore, ideally, certainly, if one can, one should take this into consideration. So when it comes to opening food packets, the Chor one has to always be done on what you've got. But it's a big mile if a person can tear it there a kilku. If you see people opening it normally, there's a chashit which are to be sold on. I mean, certainly for a child, for example, someone sees a child open a packet and normal one's not going to stop him. But when it comes to an adult, one has to realize there's different shitters going on in how food packages are looked at. And therefore, if a person does it dare a kilkul, he's come out every time saved. He's got all shitters accommodated if he does it dare a kilkul. A person opens a packet in a dare a kilkul dick away, he's come out every time, never got a problem then. It's an opposite ratio. It's not a definite theory that there's no problem. It's only telling it's an important lesson, it's an important right. That's another problem that could be involved when you open these packages and sometimes some of these bars or whatever, they've got a lot of writing on it. So you could have a danger of what do you call it? It's true. You can have sometimes a danger of what do you call it? Of working words. If it's an opposite ratio, you've got more problem. But often it's an opposite ratio. So we're always going with a halach that it's better to do a derech kilkul. The rice he brings over here in the Shmiras Shabbos, let's see if I can find it here. Gam kusos v'sakiyos asher v'derech klal ein reginim shtarot from Shmiras Shchoza. Any packet which is not normal to reuse, like a crisp packet, not normal. It's also tchulosan. You normally empty out all the contents. I mean, slowly. That means we said this very last time. Moshe, you get something in these hotels, these small packets of sugar, or a small packet of salt there, or a small bit of coffee. There, no one uses it slowly. It's made for one cup. It's the whole tachlis of it is just to be used for once. There's posher, that's no shayla at all. It's not a keli, that kriya is nothing at all. It's a kilkul, and therefore that's mutter to tear that even on top. We're talking about something where you contain it for a bit of time. That's a bit worse. So he says over here the Shmini Shabbos. He says, "Ain't the person who shows the yontem kibush kaiyem as a shor lishmer ben tachlus b'sichos." Since you can contain the food in it for a bit of time, therefore it's considered a keli. The ain't the person who feeding yorah is a tachlus miyadim b'sichos. And even if you empty everything out, you shouldn't open it in a normal way. What you should do is, what he's going to say, we do. Therefore, the only way to do it is to really to tear really these things in a destructive way.
Even though you're throwing away the
keli with
the finish.
Yeah. Because even if you throw the keli away, so you haven't made a keli maybe, so that's one thing, but if you're doing a kriyashal tikkun, you're doing a proper tearing, that's the thing. So we said also last time, there was other times with the crisp packets, the bond is very, very schwach. It's true, it's not a very strong bond. I'm actually take what are called these tidbits, for example, try opening a packet on the seat, it's very hard. It's a very strong bond. Some packets are much firmer bonded than others. So one has to be aware of what's going on, yeah? And one has to know about that. So that's an important nekuda as well, which we mentioned, and therefore he starts off with lechein. One shouldn't open any of these things at all, unless one does it in a derech kilkadik way. Then he says, yes, makin if doing a kusav psichas mashke. All these things, some hold you can do it in a normal way. I don't think it's machria. I don't see here clearly that it's machria which way one should do. There's certainly a lot of rabbon in the hall. One should do a kilka. It's not a hard thing to do. One should do that. Also, I forgot to mention what we went on last week. I just wanted to recap also what we said last week. Last week we spoke about plasters on Shabbos. All the same, all right.
It's melted together. It's not stuck together.
Yeah, that's true. But that, many people also call topa as well. The mice, it's bonded together. However, it is. Sorry?
It's not the Rambam.
Yeah, someone else started this to me, the mice and the Rambam's case is a hippic nyoris, perhaps with glue or something. But it's a case, what should be the difference? At the end of the day, it's stuck together. What should be the difference why it's stuck together? Because when we spoke about tofu, we spoke about a magnet, Lamosh. I mean, someone's got on a few pieces of paper, and he puts the paper with a magnet on a board, let's say. Is that called tofu? So we said, that's not called tofu, it's an outside factor. But here, when you seal the packets, it's the inside factor, it's bonding it together. I don't know what some moisture which bonds it, I don't know how it works.
Wait for your one worse. It's a string. You do the outside string. Here,
in what? In vacuum packing?
Yep. No, when back a crisp packet, they just melted it together.
Melted. Who says melting is not called sticking
not
together?
It's an outside thing.
No, it's not like this. An inside, that's what makes it worse. An outside thing is better. A magnet is outside, that's no problem.
I mean, an outside thing is a separate thing. If you take a string through it, then
understand. It's a chiddush, though. I think it's a chiddush. I mean, you need a raya, that's not called tofa. The fact is, it's stuck together. So, just one thing I forgot to mention when we came about the plasters. We spoke about the plaster last time, so we spoke about opening the packet of plaster, that was no problem, it's Derek Kilkul. What we spoke about was the actual band-aids, the plastic that shields the stickiness. That's to protect the stickiness. Is that a problem? So we said last time, there's a machlokes apostle about this. Some poskim hold it's not called a tofa because no one really wants to bind it together. He's not interested in binding the sticky bits of the safety tab. It's just a shmira. All he wants to do is to guard it, to make sure that it lasts, yeah? But he's not really got intention. And also, Moshe says a swirl that's so flimsy, you just take it, pulls off very easily, it could be it's not called tofa. And therefore, if it's not called tofa, it's not called korea. That's what it was summer. Other people say the mice it's stuck together, it's been there for a long time, therefore it's called tofa. So the mice are a bit of a shadow. So he said, ideally the best thing to do is if one has to use a plaster on Shabbos, the best thing to do is to either get a goy to undo it for you. So he said the best is derech remiza. If he doesn't understand derech remiza, you need it, you can ask him directly. Or we said you could do it kalachiyat. You can do it with a shinui, that's another way of doing it. Or we said some people what they do is they put it on a glass container before Shabbos, they open up plasters. And they stick a whole lot of plaster in a glass container or whatever, it's something hard. That is not called korea, take it off from there. Even if it's been there for many weeks, if it's a hard surface, peeling off a hard surface is not called korea. Okay. Now, I've been very busy in the last week, I must tell you, with these cartons of drink. I'll show you what I mean over here. I always understood, let's say, drinking a bottle like this. So, the normal way of drinking a bottle like this is to take the straw off. Okay, that's derech kilkul, that's mutter. All this is mut derech kilkul, you rip this thing, it's red, it's useless, this thing, right? That's derech kilkul, that's mutter. Shaila, what about putting it through the hole over here? So, last week actually, I'm not recommending this at all, but someone showed me a video of what's it called, that Tetra Pak. They've got a video of how they make these packets. So I asked you, Rabbi, how do you think they make this hole over here? This hole, this packet, how do you think it's made?
No,
let me ask you, is the hole a hole before it's sealed over with the foil?
Of course.
There's a whole lining inside. Huh?
It's a hole and then it's covered with a lining and
that's
not foil.
Okay, look at this over here, I must tell you. Yeah, I must tell you, I thought that you, until I watched the program, until I watched the video. It's a 5-minute video. Grabbed on that video, you don't see much, but what you do see is what he's saying is that what happens is it starts with a piece of cardboard. Immediately after the cardboard comes through a machine to make it into a big sheet, there's a lining put on the whole backing of the cardboard. So then you watch the whole film, it's very nice how it's made, but I couldn't see where they made the hole. That bit they didn't show on the film. So I managed to get a hold of some of the company, someone managed to get me the number, I phoned them up, and I asked them if they can tell me where they made the hole. So he told me, it's very interesting what he said to me, I would like to check it again. He said to me, the hole is made at the beginning of the stage in the cardboard. So I said, does it go through the foil? He says, no. It never ever goes through the foil. If you look carefully, you'll see, actually, if you look, I opened this up, this one, actually, you can see, it's interesting how it works. Can I have a look afterwards? There's a little hole, he said to me, that as the cardboard goes through the machine, there's a little piercer which just goes through the cardboard. It doesn't go through the foil, which means that this hole of the foil has never ever been opened up before. Which means that you are now on Shabbos for the first time making this hole a proper hole. That means if you open up the flaps where they fill it up like they do on a container, yeah, and this thing, when it was filled up, it was opened up with all the flaps, the juice goes in, and it's closed. If you open up on the flaps, you're not making a keli, because we said from the Chaznish already, if you open up on the same place where it was sealed, that's not making a new keli. It hasn't lost a shame keli. To make a new hole, the chayra, that's much worse. This is a much more serious shayla. Now you make a new hole for the first time. So there's one sefer which allows this to be done on Shabbos. And I'm trying to get hold of him. I've spoken to him a few times already, but he said to me, I've spoken to him again today. He said, I've spoken to him again after Shabbos. He's going to let me know all the rest of the details. This is a big question, this hole over here. Because this hole that you're making is the first time you're making it. So you could say that since you're going to throw the whole keli away, it's got no chashivus. Could say that. But the chayra, Pesach, making a Pesach is a different shayla completely. Making a hole into something is a different problem. So one has to know about it. Even though it's true, a Pesach, which is only made to take out and is never made to put back, is made also not be called a Pesach. But what the problem could be here still is you're doing a kriya of tikkun. When you make this hole over here, you're making a perfect hole for your straw to go through, which is l'chayra, a kriya of a tikkun. You're doing a tearing, which is beneficial, which l'chayra is problematic to make a chance. So to go through that, l'chayra, I can't see, I mean, he's going to come back to me after the drop.
You've got a chance to make a nice hole.
You're not machatech, but you're not doing a kriya shel kilkun. When you tear it, you're not destructively tearing a hole. In order to make a kriya mutter, in order to tear on Shabbos, if we're going with the shitta, not with the Shvisa Shabbos, we're going with the shitta which we're going, you have to do a destructive tearing. So making a hole, a nice hole like this, where the straw fits exactly through it, is hard to consider it a destructive. So the chayra, that's a bit of an issue. That, the chayra, is not so posh.
Well, the plastic drinks as well.
Now, the plastic drinks, I don't want to go into the lids over here. The lids are a different shabbos. This lid is also the chayra. He said to me, I asked him on this tetra pack, I said, have any of these containers with these lids on, for example, have they ever seen the air completely first? Has the cardboard ever seen the air completely? You know what I mean? Has the hole been made first before it's ever sealed? That means, have you got a hole right through here first and the seal comes on afterwards? And then when you open up Shabbos, you'll reinstate the hole, which is better. He said, no. There's never like this. It doesn't work like this. He said, the hole over here has never ever been a hole. It's much more of a serious problem. I'm not saying you can't get around it, because you could say it's not a keli. But then you have to know, when you make the hole, you're doing a kriya shel tikkun, really. When you make the hole over here, you're doing a beneficial tear. That lechor is much worse. I'm going to have to get around that problem for the time being. So the best way to open is on Shabbos. If a person wants to open this card on Shabbos, what's the best way to do it? Without any shies at all. That way a person makes it no shies at all, is a person does this. Very simple. Person takes a knife, careful what he does obviously, he makes a hole on the top, like that, and he makes a hole in the bottom. Obviously it's got a cane underneath it, well, the juice goes into, otherwise you've got another problem, yeah, you're making a mess in the kitchen. So everything goes into a big container, or whatever, your jug. That way, this cane is useless. You've done a creational kilkul, that's useless what you've done here. This tearing is much no benefit whatsoever. It's not, obviously you get the contents out, but every tearing is that purpose. When you tear, obviously you get the food out, there's no point tearing it. So you're tearing and it's destructive what you're doing. That is a much thicker way to open it. Obviously you have to be careful, that is right. If you've got writing on the top over here, then you've got to be careful not to do a kriya where you're going to tear the lettering.
You open the top where it was sealed as well.
But that's a crucial tickling. Once you open the top, you open over here, so you're right, you're not making a keli because this was always sealed. This is when they fill out, they show you on the film, on the video slip, they show you how they put the juice in. This is opened up. This comes opened up. It goes through a machine.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's some macular passage, that's no problem. That means making a keli by opening up here, you've not made a keli, because it was open, it was made, it was that beforehand, it was only to be, it was meant to be open, I mean, that's what I think it's meant to be. That is not a problem. But the problem is you've got now a creational tikkun. The person tears a nice cut like this, and you're not going with the shlis and shabbos, the shlis and shabbos says the whole keli is bottom of food. So you've got no problem. But if you don't learn like that, then you've got a serious problem. You've made a nice tearing over here, which is beneficial, and that's also to do. And even if you make a hole afterwards, I don't think it's going
to
help you.
That opening, the top wasn't made to be open.
Yeah, that could. I was thinking, as I said, it could be worse. I don't know. It could be. But the Meister, yeah, possibly, it was a time the same. The Chazon Lish was talking about a keli which was sealed on a plate, much like a matzah box. The matzah box was sealed with the flaps, and it's meant to be open on those flaps. I'm not sure if it is, actually. Do you tear a strip across it? Do you tell? I'm not sure if you do. But Lamosh, let's say you open on the same flap, or a cornflakes box, yeah? A cornflakes box is made to open on the same place where it was sealed. So that's correct. The Chazanish says that case is not a shadow of Makapatish, because the Kaili was always a Kaili, it was meant to be open. He's tying it, it's a good swarov here. Yeah, this was never meant to be open here, actually, yeah? That could be worse. It was never ever meant to be open. So maybe, I don't know what the Chazanish says. Oh, here they use glue, by the way. This is not a heat seal, this is glue. Someone told me it was in a factory once, he saw how they do it. They put, I don't know how, it's a very big chokmah how they do it, because they don't want the glue to drip into the orange juice, obviously. You don't fancy how orange juice with your glue in it. It's not very tasty. It's got bits in this one, I think, but the mice don't want those bits in. So that, they say, I think they do it in a special way, but it's a little bits of glue that they put on. Now, I was wondering, that some of these containers have got like a piece of foil that you pull off. If anyone knows, I was looking around and I couldn't find it. I don't know which, if anyone knows which one it is, I was looking around, I couldn't find it. Like a little plastic, you lift up the lid and then you pull off the piece of foil. Tropical? So I thought that zikar right, because the marshal, like, what's happened there? That, I thought that foil's put on afterwards. And he said to me, I asked him this tetra back, he said to me, all the containers with the seals on, all of them, the seal has never been opened beforehand. That piece has never been opened beforehand, it's never seen the air, he said to me. You are making for the first time, you're making the air break, and that is the problem, Shabbos. Very interesting. The chur is problematic. I say, I don't know what the heck is with the straw thing. The only thing I can think of, it's not a keli because you're going to throw it away. Why it's not a creational tikkun, unless you say you're not interested in the size of the hole exactly, you don't care where the hole is exactly, and therefore, maybe that's not called a creational tikkun. I find it hard to, it's hard to understand that really. Because you want the straw to go in that hole specifically, yeah? You don't want to move around. You want to spill everywhere. You want the hole to be positioned that the straw goes in directly there. So that's the thing. So all these things are nice. Anyone wants to open anything without any problem at all, let's pack it over here. The same thing. The best way to rip it is to make a rip right down the side over here. So you made it not hay anymore. It's useless. A flimsy packet like this will not hold anything if it's tore right along the side here. That's the best way of doing it. Who are then these...
Sorry?
Don't
you have this made to open? This is the crackers?
Who made to open? Yeah, that's true. Make so open helps you. It's not called a keli. But then you've got a problem. You're doing a tearing of tikkun. You're tearing it, and it's a good tearing. You're making a neat tear. Here, if I open a packet like this. So you're right, maybe. I've not made a keli, possibly, because it was over to open like this, yeah? But have I done a beneficial tearing?
What are you tearing?
Yeah, this was sealed together.
Oh, you mean...
That is sealed together. It was sealed together. When I open it out, I'm breaking off this seal. That's the problem. Okay, I better stop there. Okay, I better stop.
Well,
yeah, I'll come back to ketchup. I've had a lot of people asking about this.